Now, some news from the world of travel that you'll hear about first on Here and Now. Consumers who want to avoid flying on Boeing MAX jets when the grounded planes are flying again might have a hard time doing that because some airline websites have stopped including that information on future flight listings. Joining us now with more on this is Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So you were looking around on some airline websites to see what they were listing for future flights. What did you find?
Yeah, Jeremy, as you might know, for the next few months, there are no MAX flights scheduled. United has canceled them through July, American and Southwest through August. But we were able to look at airline schedule databases to see what's scheduled beyond that. And so looking in September, for example, if you search for flights where you knew it was scheduled on a MAX, on American's site, it just simply didn't list an aircraft equipment type, whereas American typically does list that. On United's site, if it was a MAX flight, it said that it was a Boeing 737. But didn't list the specific kind, even though they typically do that. And in Southwest's case, it was listing a 737-800. So that's kind of the previous version of the MAX. It listed that rather than the MAX 8 that's actually scheduled.
So what did the airlines say when you asked them about this?
Yeah, American and United both explained that they were working on this and that it would quickly be fixed. In United's case, actually, by early Wednesday, if you looked at those same flights, it did indeed say in United's case that the flight would be operated by a 737 MAX 9, the plane that was indeed scheduled for that.
I mean, it's not surprising, I guess, that they wouldn't want to put that out there because you'd probably, if you are scared to fly on these planes, which a lot of people are, you would actively not book the flight that was on one of them in the future if you knew that it was going to be on a MAX.
Yeah, and Southwest, by the way, still hasn't replied to our inquiries. But yeah, the airlines said, and American kind of walked me through this specifically, that this all started actually to eliminate confusion rather to cause it. They said back when the MAX was first grounded, these airline websites that provide this information were never designed with any of this in mind. It's designed so that, you know, looking at flights far in the future, you could see what kind of aircraft type you would be on if you cared about that. Most people in the past didn't. So when the MAX were grounded and American was kind of scrambling, canceling some flights, moving non-MAX planes onto other routes where MAX had been scheduled, consumers were confused because they would still see the MAX listed. It wasn't updating in real time. So they quickly kind of suppressed that information so that people would know, no, you're not going to be on a MAX. Yes, your flight is still operating. But then that kind of lingered and here we are.
The company's CEO, Boeing CEO, said today that the 737 MAX's return to service will be paced by global regulators and customers. Do we know when the plane might be flying again?
Well, if actions, as they say, speak louder than words, you can kind of look at what airlines are doing. And when you see them taking the MAX out of the schedule into July, into August in some cases, that tells you that they probably don't expect it to be flying before then because they would not want to do the same work twice. So they probably think they're being somewhat conservative and hoping right now that it'll be flying by about September.
And Boeing already taking a pretty big hit, earnings down 21% in the first quarter.
Yeah, they are. And they've suspended their financial guidance for the rest of the year. They just don't know what to predict in terms of finances at this point until they know what's happening in terms of getting MAX back in the air.
Seth Kaplan, Here Now transportation analyst. Thank you, Seth.